City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We're going to have a blast tonight. Let's get things moving with a global threat. Stop the violence. All right, now that was a global threat on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, we got the ladies, we got the gentlemen, we got a fun show planned for you guys tonight. That was a global threat with Stop the Violence coming off What the Fuck Will Change, which has just been re-released on vinyl, so go check that shit out. But let's say hi to the rest of the Pogo crew, get things moving with the gals, who seem to be pretty quiet tonight. But I'm talking about the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy.
What's going on, Pogo Land?
What up?
How you gals doing? Now look, everybody seems to be in like this other dimension. Like, I walked up into the studio like 10 minutes ago. Josh has been up here for a while now. He's passed out on top of the sampler. Just
oh,
out,
for real?
Passed out. He's killed a pint of whiskey.
That's just the start of it.
It's disgusting.
And what I'm wondering here is, can I, you know, I was thinking like snow angels earlier. Can I be like a crust angel?
There you go.
Like, can I be like an angel in the crust instead of like an angel in the snow? I mean, I like the
what
snow.
Kind
There's
of crust?
Nothing angel-like about you, though.
What
though.
Kind of crust?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Like
crust from what?
The cum on my socks that I'm wearing.
Oh, God.
The cum on my socks. So you're wearing your jerk-off socks right now?
I mean, probably.
I just don't give a fuck.
Mary Pom and her five friends, right? Yay, yay. All right, let's keep things moving, see if we can loosen up the mood a little bit with one of my favorites coming off a class of our own, the Lower Class Brats with Standard Issue. Thanks for checking us out on WPG Reading, Easton, Heberg.
What we love a dub dub.
Stand up!
And that was the lower class brats.
Oi, oi.
Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG Reading, Easton, Peaburg. And make sure you guys head your asses right over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Head over to PogoCityRadio.com. See what all the fuss is about. We got some awesome articles up there, some little recaps of shows, some reviews of albums, just some general informational posts where I feel like talking my ass off. There are some other posts up there by the rest of the Pogo crew. I don't know if too many. I don't think anybody in this room has really written anything.
I have.
But oh, you have, Jessica.
Long time ago.
Hey,
long
time ago. I've written stories in the snow with my piss.
There you go. I've written my name in the snow with piss.
I write stories.
That's because you drink a lot, my man. Got a lot of piss in there. See, I got kidney problems. I got kidney stones. So, like, when I was a kid, like, my stream used to be all, like, fast and powerful and hard. But now when I pee like a 70-year-old
you
man.
You trickle.
Because I've had kidney stones, like, 17 times and I'm only 30. So... But yeah, the stream ain't quite as powerful as it used to be.
So what you're saying is that sticks and stones actually do hurt.
Yes. Yeah, sticks and stones. I didn't know that was up for discrepancy, though.
Yeah,
words don't hurt, but sticks and stones do.
Right. So, but your stones hurt you through your urethra.
My urethra, my kidney, my ureter, my bladder, the whole...
I kind of remember that growing up that, you know, you go into the hospital in, like, horrible pain. That kind of, like, really sucks, but, you know... It's a story.
It was always good to get painkillers, though. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let's get back with the music. And we're going to go over and we're going to do a little Niblick Henbane with Happy Happy Oi Oi. Now, you guys can go back months ago or go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Go to the right-hand side of the screen. Look for Pogo City Interviews. You can find the episode where we had Larry, the guitarist of Niblick Henbane, on the show. Let's check him out now with some Happy Happy Oi Oi.
Stimpy, you idiot!
Happy, happy, oi, oi. 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 Happy, 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 oi, oi, oi. Hanging on the roof in the dead of night. Drinking up.
That was Niblick Henbane with Happy Happy Oi Oi, only on
Pogo City Radio.
All right. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
Everybody. I'm a little light on my purple sticky icky right now. I'm a little pissed off about that, but I got my vodka and my monster. I think we're out of beer, right? Like, I can't find beer anywhere. Audrey, you were looking for beer. You didn't find any, though, right?
No.
Well, I mean, I didn't. Vodka.
So you got the vodka then, right? The vodka. Yeah.
We got vodka and a little bit of whiskey. I mean, I drink the fucking whiskey. Fuck the vodka. I'll drink the vodka when I run out of whiskey.
I used to drink whiskey back in the day, and, like, I don't drink whiskey anymore. We're just going to leave it at that. I just definitely don't drink whiskey anymore.
Okay, so then it's okay if I finish just the wars.
You drink everything. You were saying you were allergic to hops. Since when are you not allergic to hops?
Dude, I guess what happened was it might have been like a temporary thing where, because when I figured out that beer gave me the shakes the next day, I was also coming off of cocaine. So,
okay.
Now we're all good and off the cocaine.
Let's talk about this. Because
now that I'm actually, like, not on cocaine, I guess the hangover isn't as bad.
Okay.
So you
that's
were
always
shaking
good.
Because of the cocaine and you thought it was the beer, and now you're cool with the beer.
Yeah.
Which is the important part is now that you're cool with the beer.
Yeah, but also let's remember beer's got a hell of a lot more calories than vodka.
I mean, that's why I have my beer muscles. I mean, I don't eat much food. I drink a lot of beer. And
Audrey gets beer muscles.
They just prescribed me Adderall, too, so.
can I have some?
No. They're all mine.
Okay. Dude, I can remember back in the day taking like 30 of those. Why does that shit make me not pee? Like, I couldn't pee for like 5 days when I would take that shit. It was terrible.
Because it's a stimulant. The Coke did the same thing to me back when I used to blow Coke.
Yeah, like, back in the day. We do not blow Coke anymore.
Yeah, no, we do not. Emphasize back in the day.
Yeah. Back in the
just
day.
Like in the pogo-sectomy show that we did a couple days ago. How to make it very clear that we do not do dope anymore.
Yeah, that was years ago. I mean, me personally, I've been clean for, I don't know, five minutes. I mean, 5 years.
Yeah,
five, 5 years. I've been clean for almost five.
I'm more like four in a couple months.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, so
Audrey's
Andrew
been clean for like 20 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Andrew and I are like fucking like brothers in fucking
sobriety. Yeah. We need Pat and Kat here. They're the real hardcore sober ones. Them dudes are like NA chairman and shit, hanging out in this fucking dirty old studio with bottles of vodka everywhere. But
we still drink, so we're not as good as them.
It
apparently.
Works if you work it, because you're worth it.
Okay, I mean, that kind of works out. But you know, as soon as Andrew puts on music, I'm hitting this whiskey.
So. Damn right, and I'm going to hit that bowl. Here, let's do a little trash with the New York Dolls. My man, Johnny Thunders. Play Damn Music.
Yeah.
The New York Dolls, only on
Congo City Radio.
All right, now Mr. Sean Bedlam cannot be here tonight, but he hit us up on Facebook, just like you guys should too, over at Facebook.com/Pogo City Radio, throwing a little request, going with a Gabe, Matt, and the Oi Scouts. You guys can go back to the archives, check out the 3-hour live special we did with the Oi Scouts, took call-ins from fans. We had Mike Blanks call in. It was a blast. Go back, pick it up. Here's one for Mr. Sean Bedlam, the Oi Scouts with Oi Punks.
I want my Zippo, Sean.
Yeah, fuck you, Sean. Oi Scouts for Sean Bedlam. All right. So you chicks loosening up a little bit, because you girls didn't seem as... You girls are usually like the life of the party. You're usually giggling, getting loud, tripping,
well,
spilling shit.
Jessica's tummy is not feeling too good tonight, so...
It sounds like that, too.
wait. So Jessica is not hearing that Jessica is feeling okay?
What?
And she referred to herself in third person. Am I mistaken?
Yeah, I did. I was just trying to be like a mom would.
You want to drink some of this vodka and like Monster?
No.
Because you seem to have no energy whatsoever tonight.
Andrew,
and you were one of the
okay,
ones
Andrew,
that really...
Andrew.
See, this isn't a normal night that we do a show. It's a fucking Sunday. And you were one of the guys that really wanted to get this shit in. And I was like, yeah, I guess we could do some pogo.
No,
and
I was feeling fine earlier. I drank 2 IPAs, and then ever since that...
Oh, a whole 2. Oh, man, a whole 2 IPAs, huh?
Felt like shit, dude.
Hey,
heartburn.
Anybody out there in Pokerland likes IPAs? Get at me.
Yeah, I'm not really big on the IPAs.
Yeah,
thank you.
Apparently, I'm the only person in the Pogo crew who can handle the double IPA.
I think they taste like shit, man.
It tastes like grapefruit mixed with bitterness.
And hey, just saying that, you know, if anybody out there in Pogo Land likes to take triple shots of whiskey at the bar, you know, get a hold of me.
Dude, I ain't taken triple shots since I was like 19. I don't think I've ever been
taken a triple shot.
Well, I mean, okay, so let me rephrase. You have to be over 21 to take triple shots of IPA.
Well, this reminds me of a quick story. This reminds me of a quick story, right? Back when I'm not going to say where I was working because I still work there now, but I was about 16, right? And I worked during the day because I used to get out of school to go to work because I was cool like that, and I would only go to school for like 2 hours.
Diversified occupation.
Damn right. So like, it was for all the bad kids that they knew weren't going to go to college anyway. So they let you get out and go
to
work.
Get out of school and still go to work.
All right. But Fucking, so I worked with the all older people, you know what I mean? And we would all go to the bar afterwards when we'd be working and shit. And I wasn't old enough, but, you know, I could get in at certain places. And we used to go to this bar that's fucking 11 blocks from here and way too overpriced. And the dude that got me in said he would get me in if he could just pick my drinks all night. So I'm drinking Three Wise Men and all these fucking weird fucking shots. He's trying to give me alcohol poisoning and shit like that, right? So we're at the bar, and this is Porter's Pub, all right? Porter's Pub's got 60 imported beers that you've never heard of. Like, we're not including, like, fucking, give me an imported beer.
Heineken?
Yeah, like, not stuff like Heineken. Yeah, not stuff okay. like that. Just different, like, other micro brews from, like, Belgium and Germany. When you drink all 60, you get the mug, and they hang it up in there and all that.
Oh, my dad got that.
All right, so I'm in there
like three
16,
times.
And you don't have to drink all 60 beers in a night. You go into a computer, and you keep a tab, right? So I'm in there trying to do the list, and I'm drinking, and I get to a beer. I'm like, God damn, this is the best fucking beer I've ever had in my fucking life. And I call the barmaid. I'm like, yo, let me get another one of these. Fuck this list. Just let me get another one of these. She's like, all right. I get a third one then after that second one. And then I go to order the fourth one. And I'm like, hey, before you get me this fourth one, there's no prices on this menu. I'm like, this ain't like no $9 beer or anything right that. She was like, no, honey, it's $13. I was like, oh, shit, I'm 16 years old in a bar, and I don't have enough to pay my fucking tab because I've been drinking $13 fucking beers all night. And plus, you know, like, every beer on this list was similar in price to that. So my tab was way over what I had. So I said to the dude who'd been buying me all them fucked up shots, like, dude, you're going to have to help me pay my tab because I'm not even old enough to be here, and I don't have nowheres near enough money to pay my tab.
Well, he brought you there, so, I mean, you know, I mean, did you, like, return, you know, him paying your tab and sexual favors later in the night?
Don't you wish I did, Josh?
Oh, yeah.
You can give me some sexual favors right now, my man.
I don't know about that, Andrew. How much money do you have in your pocket?
Not much. Like, I got a nickel in my pocket, man.
Can we go down to Spanky's? You know, cover me for like
Spanky's
bucks?
About a block from here. We go there sometimes after the show.
So what I'm saying is, like, you know, I'll give sexual favors for
dude,
like $300.
Dude, let me know if you're gonna go there ever, because maybe I'll just like.
Get up on the pole?
Yeah.
And get kicked out. We'll all get kicked out.
Well, that is Audrey's previous employer, Spanky's East over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll go there, but somebody's got to cover my tab because I'm broke as fuck tonight.
I don't know. Fucking, I already broke a bunch of rules on my vasectomy. Go back last episode and listen to a pogosectomy. Find out what I'm talking about. I broke plenty of those rules of things I wasn't supposed to do yet, but it was all well worth it.
Oh, geez. My balls are about to fall off.
Yo, they
oh,
do hurt, though. They feel heavy as shit today. All right. Let's do a little Operation Ivy with Jade It. Why is my fingers not working?
I love it.
Your dick butt is gonna suffer from all the stuff. Jaded eyes.
The Operation Ivy. I don't know why. I almost said The Offspring for some reason. Not really. It might be vodka.
That would be, really
it might
homosexual.
Be that. It might be that purple stuff. Who the fuck knows? But one thing's for sure. I'm really noticing a problem that I don't like with the studio. I mean, I'm sitting on this side, and we got the lovely ladies over there. Like, totally on the other side of the room. And I always have this problem because I want to migrate over there during the songs, but then I have to run back to my microphone and all the fucking buttons by the time the music
maybe
ends.
Maybe you should
and
just focus on your fucking job.
I'd rather
sitting
focus,
there.
I'd rather focus on the ladies.
I see an easier situation here. We just need to make room under the table.
Oh, all right, yeah.
You should
learn to work these buttons so I can just stay over there.
Yeah, and then, I mean, no.
You mean
for
you,
Josh? To make room
you mean room for you under there?
No, not at all. That's not.
Josh is like, I don't want to be included. Josh is like, leave me out. I'm not down. You guys are weirdos.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I'm saying that we need to make room under the fucking table. And
well, there's
then,
plenty
you know,
of room under the table, actually.
Or Andrew, or Andrew could teach me the buttons, and then he can go do whatever the fuck he wants on the couch.
I've been, so why don't we work on this whole button? I've been showing you the buttons. You've been here all goddamn day. I know you passed out on whiskey on top of the sap.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Josh pushed the button. Josh pushed the button.
Like that button? Is
no,
that
I mean the mute buttons. They're more important. Because, you know, I like to get into that some of that freaky bondage shit. Let's do a little oxymoron with bondage.
There's a chunk, nothing in my hat. The fall is you, embarrassed, left for dead. Be like a healer.
Josh is bare ass right now. That was Oxymoron on How the Fuck You Motherfuckers Doing. Thanks for hanging out with us on WPDG Reading Easton Peaberg. And thanks for checking out
PogoCityRadio.com.
The fucking Pogo crew. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. Let's keep these tracks rolling. And we're going to do one of my favorite rancid songs, Rats in the Hallway, for the lovely... Rude Girl Jessica. Did not mean to hit the wild card. This is not the wild card.
What are we doing?
It does remind me to do the wild card. You know what? We're going to hold up on Rancid.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Put Jessica. Just put Jessica on the back burner. I'm just because he used to it.
I got to do something a little bit
just
more fun.
Just because he used to being on the back burner.
That I've been trying to do for weeks, and I keep forgetting to do, and it's a Pogo City.
Wild card, bitches! What?
Now, what the Pogo City wild card is where we play something off format, random. Sometimes it's hip hop, sometimes it's gangster rap, sometimes it's from the 50s.
Sometimes it's a request, sometimes it's something we want.
And tonight, it's actually coming off Mike Blanks and the Stabs and the Starting Them Off Young album. And you're like, Andrew, what fucking track could be a wild card off the Stabs album? And you know I'm talking about Chad singing Beth.
Oh, shit.
By Kiss.
This is pretty funny.
And,
this is a good
this
one.
One's for Chad and Thora.
It's a good wild card.
Cut the brakes on your best friend's car.
I hear you calling, but I can't come home right now. Me and the girls are fucking, and I just can't seem to come. Just a few more hours, and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do? Say you feel so empty that your holes are never full. I'm always fucking someone else while you're home with your vibrators. Just a few more hours and I'll shoot my load on you. I think I hear them calling. Oh, bitch, what can I do?
Oh, baby, I'm gonna give that pussy a black eye. Oh, I know how you love it when I have dropkick sex with you. When I bend you over, I see that brown eye winking at me. Oh, that just drives me crazy. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, those things you do to me. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
I know you're lonely, and I hope you feel alright. Cause me and the girls will be fucking all night. If that doesn't get me laid, I don't know what will.
Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. Her name and numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're lucky, she will charge you at all. Cocks in her mouth, balls in her chin. Knock, 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 let me come in. Your mama sucks cocks in a bathroom stall. Her name and numbers on the bathroom wall. For a good time, give her a call. And if you're
Mike Blanks and the Stab. That was Mike Blanks and the Stabs on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Right before that, we had the Pogo City. The last track on the Starting Them Off Young album, Bitch, Beth. I don't know what the fuck they want to call it, but it's fucking hilarious, and I love it.
You know, I got to say that, like, I'm a really big fan of the Blanks, and I cannot wait for that show that we're going to in Newark, New Jersey, to go see Blank 77 with the motherfucking Casualties.
Jersey represent.
Yep. I mean, I don't want to be gay, but, like, you know, Jersey strong.
Jersey strong. Hell yeah. Casualties, Blanks, Newark, across from the PP&L Center with the dance party afterwards. I have said it numerous times. You would have to chain me in the basement behind bars to make me miss this show, and I would probably still make it. So it's looking like the lovely Rude Girl Jessica, Andrew Bedlam, Sean Bedlam, Audrey Anarchy, Josh, that crusty fucker sitting next to me. We will all be show. We will all be drunk. Won't get kicked out this time. We're going to have a blast.
I'm just curious. Why was I the last person that you mentioned?
Because you're the least important out of all those people.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you know, at least Andrew Bedlam is honest.
Damn right I'm honest. You know what? Talking about honesty, yo, the Pogo gals, the Pogo bitches, the Pogo chicks, whatever you want to call the two of them, they're gone right now getting some ice. I love them broads.
Does this make this a sausage fest?
Yeah, well, not really.
Andrew, have you ever played Ookie Cookie?
I'm not playing Ookie Cookie with you, my man.
God damn it.
All right, well, hopefully the lovely ladies will be back with our vodka and ice in just a minute, because I already miss them. I'm not going to lie, the whole reason I actually do Pogo City, you think it's because I love punk rock, but it's actually because I just want the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy together in my domicile. I already knew that. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about punk rock. Just going to exploit the shit out of punk rock for the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy.
I mean, we've all been into punk rock since, you know, we were little kids. That's why we all got beat up in high school. let me rephrase that. That's why we all beat up the jocks in high school.
Yeah. I don't know about that. See, I played football, and I also was all punk rock, so I was just hated by everyone. You know, I was a poser in the punk rock scene because I played football, and I was a weirdo in the football scene because I had a mohawk. I actually got suspended from a couple of games playing football. One was for getting into a fight because somebody was talking shit, and the other one was because they told me I was no longer allowed to have a mohawk, and I just told them where they could shove that shit. So I was suspended for, like, the last three games of the season.
Were you talking about, were you telling them to shove it, like, right up their ass?
Yeah, right up their ass. No, right up their dick holes, actually.
Oh, that's even better.
Thank you for the ice, beautiful.
I like that.
Lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy have returned. Praise Jesus.
What are you talking about, like Breaking Bad ice, or like H2O solid ice?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. What ice? Oh, the ice. Yeah, well, no, since you and me have been clean for 5 years, I'm not talking about meth. Let's make that clear.
You said ice, so I just had to clarify.
I meant
that
the ice for the vodka.
We were talking about that frozen ice cubes for, you know.
I meant that bling bling.
Like five different ways to say, like, ice as something in America.
Nobody can hear you right now.
It doesn't matter. They don't care enough to want to hear it again.
Jessica's like, I'm here to look pretty, not to be heard. All right. Now, we said we were going to play this a little while ago for the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and for myself and for everybody, because this song kicks ass. Here's Rancid with Rats in the Hallway.
$140 a ticket, bitches.
Cocaine run, more workplace like a broken drug. bumping up your bed today. Can't go over here this place apart. We were up finish up back and start about a line on that light street. He don't keep this quick at 4 a.m. No way to break or shut the PM to aim is dangerous. Time I gave a crew drinking a 40. Asked me if there's no rats or hall. I said, some things aren't like the weather. Never seen a change of four. I bet I was going camping. He said, ain't doing no harm. We're up asleep, so many tracks are on. I said, what's your name? She said, it was mice. He said, Tim, I want to take you higher.
Motherfucker, that song kicks motherfucking ass. Like, I talk a fair share of shit on Rancid here and there, but when it comes to strictly, like musically, like, I love me some, like, old Rancid. Like, I ain't even gonna try and fucking lie. Like, who's with me?
Yeah, I mean, even if they are charging $144 a ticket, like, you know, I'll still go see him.
That was for two tickets.
Oh, so they're
70.
Yeah, 72. Yeah.
But okay. Still, fuck that shit. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm
all for people making money. I'm totally fine with that. But I ain't paying no $72 to see Rancid. You can kiss
my
motherfucking
Rancid,
ass.
But yeah, I mean,
that's one of my redeeming qualities about, you know, why one of the reasons that I left up the crack is because they're still selling tickets for $20.
I mean, I literally have blank 77 and Casualties tattoos. I don't have any Rancid tattoos, by the way, but I have Blanks and Casualties tattoos, and I'm going to see them both next month for, like, $20. So $70 can suck my cock unless it's, like, some big-ass festival, like, Fuck You, We Rule or some shit.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm even having hesitations about going to Punk Rock Bowling. I mean, I got to pay, like, $60 to go.
No, there's a shitload of bands at Punk Rock Bowling. What you talking about, Asbury?
Asbury, not Las Vegas. I'm talking about Asbury. And I'm also talking about that, you know... Like, you know, it's just for one day. Like, yeah, like, I was thinking about going on Sunday to Punk Rock Bowling in Asbury Park at the Stone Pony.
With Janelle and Larry from the Parasitics.
We were talking about it last week. Exactly, but it's like $70 a ticket. That's, you know.
But it's a festival. It's not a festival. I went to Viva La Punk at CBGB's fucking, I don't know, 2003. 60 bands, $60. That's my cup of tea right there. And they were all bands that I fucking loved, like the Casualties, UFC, fucking, I don't even fucking remember, the Addicts. There was plenty of fucking bands. It was kick-ass. I'm all for it. I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm not 14. I don't hate people for making money. I have two children, and I own a business. Like, go ahead. Make your money. But I'm not paying $70 to see Rancid. I'm sorry.
I mean, I get it.
And they can afford to do it a little cheaper than
damn
that.
Damn right.
I'm
like,
sorry.
Rancid, you've made your fucking money, all right? Like, yeah, have fun. You danced around on MTV.
Right. Like, in the 90s. Like,
I kind of don't blame them for selling out, though. I mean, if I had, like, a big band like that, like, I would take the money and just, you know, make whatever I could. I want to be rich, you know. I don't give a fuck about the art scene. I mean, I'm just being real here.
Fuck you, pay me.
I'm just being real here. Like, if I have the chance to get that kind of money, I'm going to take that kind
of
money.
At least you're honest.
Damn right. You know what? I think somebody might get their head kicked in tonight.
I hope not.
I hope so. Just not one of us. You know what I'm saying? Let's do the kicking. Let's give some motherfuckers some
that.
Doc Martin dental plans.
Well, not a bad is moving and everyone's shouting for more. I see there's gonna be a
covering pillows. Hope you guys are having fun tonight. I know we all are having a lot more fun. It seemed like everybody was... I think the reason why we did this show is because for one reason or another, everybody seemed to be kind of shitty today, and we all came together, got together in the studio and did a Pogo City
Radio.
Wait,
did we come together or did we came together?
Well, I'm going to come together later, I'm thinking.
Okay, all right, without me. So, I mean, I'm going to masturbate.
Sorry, Josh.
I'm going to masturbate on the chair that you're sitting on currently. And
you know what? Have at it, my man. You've earned it.
So you won't be angry about the big cum stain.
Well,
on
I mean, I did used
do
to
it
leave
on your throne, so not
Josh,
his.
Josh is about 4 years younger than me, and Josh is the little brother of one of my best friends from back in the day that I definitely stabbed in the back. We don't need to get into that. My fault. Sorry, Zach. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Sorry, Zach. But Josh was about 12 when I was like 16. So I used to bang my girlfriend in his bed all the time just to be a dickhead. And I remember her being on her period and leaving the bloody condom under his pillow.
Wait. So that's why there
did she put it there on purpose?
Oh, yeah, I put it there on purpose. Yeah, what?
Fucked up.
That's why there was a bloody condom under my pillow one morning.
Why else would there
Andrew,
be a bloody condom?
You use condoms?
Back then I used to. Now I just get vasectomies because fuck condoms.
Well, I mean, honestly, I kind of would have referred to wake up to a bloody condom as opposed to like a bloody pillow.
That like, didn't make any sense.
It was, no, you would have had both.
At least you were being safe.
At least we were being safe back then when we were fucking 14
not being
and
safe by putting a bloody condom with somebody who knows what the fuck they have underneath your pillow, though.
That's what you get, Josh.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yo, we used to torment Josh. I can remember we'd be sitting in the fucking bedroom of Zach's house. I swear to God, Josh has got to be fucking 60 yards away mowing the fucking lawn. We're in the back window. Zach, his older brother, pulls out this fucking pellet gun. Just holds it. Dude, we are 60 yards away. Just lets one slip, this fucking pellet, nails Josh in the fucking neck. He does this like 720 spin and just collapses on the ground.
Oh, yeah, you were
while
saying,
me and Zach laugh for like 3 hours, and this motherfucker, his feet were like twitching. Like, you'd have thought he got shot with like a fucking 22.
Did you
in,
get
like,
hurt?
Lung. Yeah, did he get hurt?
No, there was a pellet embedded in my neck. So I don't know. I don't
why
know.
Why the fuck did you laugh at him? I
because
went over
it was
there.
Fucking hilarious.
Did you check to make sure he was alive?
Of
like,
course not.
No, they didn't. And to be completely honest, like I would have been laughing my ass off too if I was in their situation.
Josh, you deserve better, buddy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's grown up.
I got your back. Don't worry.
You know, we made him the man he is today.
Yes.
Not by sticking my butt or anything.
Taking that A part. That wasn't me. That definitely wasn't me, my man. But we're gonna get while we're talking about our youth. Let's go back and do a little bit of an old school Virus track coming off the Global Crisis EP on Charged Records. Now this is back when Mike was still singing, and let's do one called "Pull My Strings."
Shoot your little brother in the neck with a pellet gun.
Damn right.
Oi.
Just be you.
That was the Star Fucking Hipsters with the Virus just before that. Now, I realize it's been a little while, but we were kind of the main characters in this whole thing. We have never recapped the Choking Victim show in Philly. So while we have the four...
We kind of did it on live on Facebook.
Yeah, maybe live on Facebook. But, I don't know. Should we talk about Choking Victim before we get out of here?
I think it's bad luck.
I don't mind talking about it.
I think it's bad luck.
Talk about it.
I don't think it's bad luck.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck the whole bad luck scenario. Like, that's just, you know, what do you
call
it?
Ever since that concert, I've been having bad luck. I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
it's not because of that concert. It's because, you know, peaks and valleys.
All right. Well, we'll leave the private pogo matters out of this. But let's talk about the beginning of the night. All right. So we went out to that fucking shitty place. I'm sorry.
Union Transfer.
Union Transfer.
Yeah, fuck Union Transfer.
It's like a goddamn airport with
fuck
security.
Fuck it in all its holes with no lube. All right. Now, we go out to the show. We're hanging out on South Street before the gig, hitting up the sex shops, hitting up the liquor stores, you know, playing some guitars, playing some trumpets.
You can see a wonderful
playing
picture
some blues harps
of Audrey Anarchy next to a beautiful sign that was outside
that
of one
say
of the sex
tonight's
shops.
Tonight's forecast, low standard, alcohol, low standards,
and
poor
decisions.
I mean,
Audrey to
that just sounds like a normal night.
forecast for that night.
Well, I told you to stand right by that sign and take that picture because you are the poster child.
It said the forecast that sign. For tonight.
All right. So this is what we do. We finally hit up the Uber. We're on South. We got to get over to Union Transfer. We get over there. We're having problems getting in. They're wanding people, metal detecting and all this shit, right?
Fucking little bitches.
So we get in. We get in, right? And fucking Audrey, who normally is very drunk, honestly was not that drunk at the moment, okay? She really wasn't. I swear to God.
Audrey just comes across as drunk all the time.
She just happened to stagger, stumble, as we went past the first bouncer. Now, the way this works, you showed your ID, you got a bracelet. It was all ages, but 21 to drink, you got a bracelet. Dude man wouldn't give Audrey a bracelet. She's flipping out. Rude girl Jessica's up next, shows her ID. It's expired. She has it, but it's expired, and they won't give Jessica a bracelet either. So Andrew Bedlam and that crusty fucker Josh get bracelets. And the girls are flipping out. They cannot have fun. They're flipping out, yelling and causing a fucking scene, making everybody look at us, screaming about this whole alcohol thing. I'm like, yo, lay low. Like, come on now. We'll
alcohol,
figure something out. We'll figure something out. We don't need this much attention drawn to us. So we're going there. Jessica's all mad. Finally, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I rip off my bracelet. I take a pin off my jacket and I pin it to Jessica. I'm like, you happy now? You got a fucking bracelet. Go to the bar.
My idea.
Audrey.
That's smooth, though. That's
Audrey.
That was my idea.
Fucking decides we're going to take Audrey to a different bouncer and be like, oh, we didn't realize you had to get bracelets.
They're right next
and
to
get
each other, like literally like 2 feet apart.
And this time she doesn't stagger. So they give her the bracelet. All right. So now I tell both of the lovely ladies. Now, look, there was no smoking inside. I'm like, look, guys, I know you guys want to smoke. I don't smoke, for the record.
And this
I'm
is
like,
why I kicked out.
I'm like, I know you guys want to smoke, but listen to me. When we go out there and smoke, when you come back in, the same bouncers that said you guys couldn't get bracelets are going to be at the door. And they're going to realize what happened.
I just planned on running in and them having to catch me in a crowd of punk rockers and it not happening.
Yeah, but that crowd was
and then just giving up.
When I got the bracelet, I looked at the bouncer that didn't give me one, stuck my tongue out, and waved my hand in the air.
Definitely stuck her tongue out and was like, fuck you, motherfucker, I got a bracelet. I'm like, god damn it. All right, so we go back into the main room. We're checking out the bands. Well, some of us had come across some interesting-looking fungus that may have been ingested and was making the night a little bit more interesting. And
no comment.
For
no,
them.
No, I don't have any comments on what you're talking
about.
What
happened to ladies first? What happened to ladies first?
Well, the ladies are the reason we all got kicked out of the show, so.
Are you
no,
calling me a lady?
That I got kicked out
true.
Like last.
Yeah, me and Audrey were the last ones to survive.
Got
see, what happened was
out.
We all went out to the sidewalk, right? And somebody had like these portable PA speakers. I mean like full-size PA speakers, right? And he's blasting all this ghetto ass shit, all this rap music, and the lovely rude girl Jessica and Audrey Anarchy realize it's time to make a scene and start, you know, dancing like it's a goddamn strip club on the corner in fucking South Philadelphia.
It was so much fun.
Yeah,
right?
It was a lot of fun. It was.
That was
but
the best part of the
needless
night.
Needless to say, we were drawing even more attention to ourselves. All right. So now we decide to go back in, and this is where the night starts to get shitty. Now, Jessica, I don't know what happened with you. I got separated. And then, so we'll let you tell your half in a second. But I got separated, and me and Audrey, fucking a half hour goes by. We're like, where the fuck is everybody? We better start going looking for everybody. So we go out into like the foyer, and somebody notices. I see Jessica throwing a tantrum out front, and I'm like, ah, shit, what the fuck's going on out there? We're like, we're about to go over there, but Audrey wants to run to the bar. Audrey trips up the stairs in front of the bouncer that wouldn't give her the wristbands on her way to the bar. Dude goes to lunge at her, right? Grabs her. I'm trying to calm everything down. Dude just wants to take her bracelet so she can't get served anymore. Audrey starts flipping out,
like
giving
the
him
the
finger,
world.
Like, fuck you, dude. I'm going to fucking drink all I want. She can fucking barely stand. They're fighting over her goddamn bracelet. He's like, you're fucking out of here. And he goes to grab her. Right, so we're walking out, and then I'm like, oh shit, our debit cards are behind the bar. like, we got to go back and get our debit cards. I'm talking to the dude. I'm like, dude, you got to let us go back and get our debit cards. He's like, fuck you, I don't care. I'm like, dude, look how drunk she is. We obviously have a high-ass tab that's not going to get paid if we don't go and sign our receipt. So let me go in there, pay for the drinks, and get the fuck out of here. I leave Audrey with Tyler. Tyler then tells me that the lovely rude girl Jessica went to the bar with a bunch of guys a half hour ago.
And I'm like, wait, what? Where did I'm
flipping the fuck out right now. Now, I didn't know that when she said she went to the bar with a bunch of dudes, she meant Josh and Sean, because they had all already been thrown out. So I go back, I get the debit cards.
Sean, Colin, we all
start leaving. There's a whole huge scene as we're leaving. There's people chanting things, yelling things. It's quite the sight as Pogo's getting kicked out of the Union Transfer Station. And then
finally, we
get a hold of Jessica. Yeah. Now, Jessica, why the fuck did you get thrown out in the first place?
All right. Well, I was upset with them because they wouldn't give me a goddamn wristband.
But we got you a wristband.
I got a wristband as I'm coming back in.
Oh, because you were smoking like I told you not to do?
As I was coming back in. Hold on. I'm pretty fucked up right now.
I think that
she was coming back in. It was the same dickhead bald bouncer.
As I was coming back in. The black girl.
Oh, the lady, yeah.
Yeah, she came up to me and said, give me your wristband, you can't have that. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? I'm almost 30 years old, this is fucking ridiculous. I paid money to see the show, I want to see the show, and I want to drink. And she was like, no, I need your wristband. She went to rip it off of me, but because I had the pin on there, she sliced my thumb open with the fucking pin. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like the
sharp
part?
I put like a band pin, like a badge on it.
I mean, that sounds like a lawsuit to me.
I mean, I'm just being real.
Like, you know, I have no standards. If you can get money off of a lawsuit for, you know, that woman.
That minor injury. Yeah, she
I didn't have to have medical attention for it or anything, Josh.
Well, I mean, we could. I mean,
assault? Assault?
I know enough people.
Yeah, that's real punk rock. Let's sue the club.
I know enough people in Philadelphia where we could have gotten you like a neck brace.
All right, so Jessica got thrown out because they ripped off her bracelet, couldn't get re-entry.
And then I was flipping the fuck out, and I was looking for another bar to go to.
So then we finally meet up. Jessica's literally at the corner. Me and Audrey can't find the whole group for like 10 minutes, walking all over. Finally get them, and that's when we went live on Facebook, a little inebriated and a little pissed off with a few choice words for Union Transfer Station. We then decided...
I said I'm doing a motherfucking review on that place.
So we all got kicked out of the Choking Victim Show.
I was like, so long story short, we all got kicked out.
No, Colin, we all...
Colin says, let's go to a bar, which is like a 15-minute walk. Now, let me tell you, Jessica had become a little bit more sober at this time. I literally had to carry Audrey Anarchy to the spot she was standing at. I'm like, Colin, we don't want to walk nowhere. There ain't going to be no good time walking. So we try and walk and fucking, I don't know, we were fucked up. Philadelphia, we did a little bit of property damage, which I tried to stop
like
doing
quite
when
a few
I was like
times.
16.
Like, and a few a of the people of with us did property
but,
damage.
You know what? I think the rest of the story gets a little bloody, a little violent, and a little bit more laws were broken. So we're just going to let it trail off to us getting kicked out of Union Station and not go into the rest of the night.
We're going to leave it to your imaginations. That's what's going on here.
It only got worse. Much, much worse. And the Pogo crew has
worse than you could
a
ever
little
imagine.
Bit smaller since this night. But we're going to get out of here. We've been on for about an hour and 10 minutes. Now, lovely ladies, are we going to go for another show or are we calling it quits and just getting drunk? What's the game plan here?
I want to get drunk.
Okay, well, we can
get
drunk,
drunk
and do Pogo.
Yeah.
So
get
are
drunk
we doing
too.
Another Pogo?
Do you
want
to do Pogo, Josh?
I would love to do another Pogo, and I think that we're up to it. We're not a bunch of pussies, so we're doing another Pogo. Yeah, all right.
Fuck not.
All right. So we will
Pogo?
Be right back. We will leave you briefly with Stiff Little Fingers and Suspect Device.
What?
So,
fuck you.
I love this
thanks
song.
For hanging out with us in Pogo Land. Thanks for checking us out on WPDG Reading Easton. P-Berg. And remember to go over to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and check out
PogoCityRadio.com.
Yeah, we're going to get the fuck out of here for now. I got a feeling we're going to be pretty hammered by the time the next show starts.
Not me, drinking water.
Stick around. Here's Stiff Little Fingers with Suspect Device for Paul and the Unseen.
Oh, I got some Stiff Little Fingers for you.